All right, new segment. What do we got?
Okay, let's see. Okay, I've got an actual kind of a poser. And what I'm going to do is
Not
I'm
like a POSEUR.
No, not a poser. A poser, as in like here's a question to think about a bit. What I'm gonna do, this is a true situation. I'm going to remove names, and I'm even going to remove the names of any specifics, like the name of a religion or of a country or whatever.
Get intrigued now.
Because what I'm interested in is your opinion, the objective opinion of who's in the right, who's in the wrong.
All
So here's the situation. Two people are in love and they want to get married. They're a man and a woman.
Don't do it.
Run! Man and a woman are gonna get married. They're from different religions.
Okay.
The man's from religion A, the woman's from religion B. The father of the girl says that he won't approve of the wedding. Unless he is of religion B as well.
Right.
He doesn't even want to meet him unless he is of religion B. But he's approving if the guy converts.
Okay.
All right. And so the husband or the groom to be is going to convert to the religion B. In order to marry the girl.
Yeah.
And the girl, I think, doesn't say anything about it. What's your take on that situation?
Tough one.
No.
I think actually, you know, it's kind of an easy one actually. It's tough because I think the decisions you have to make are like, you know, they're lasting, life lasting. Because, you know, it's unfortunate that when you marry somebody, you don't marry them only, you marry their family, and you marry all these other sort of like extenuating circumstances in their life. Like if they have drama in their family, you're marrying into that.
Yeah.
You know, and then it's like, can you even use that as an excuse? Like, I don't want to marry you because, like, look, your whole family is something or the other that I don't care for. But it's like, you know, you're marrying this person. I love you so much, you know. But it's like, oh, your family's—they're being mean to me, you know, of all people, you know. And like, maybe you can move across the country and never talk to them. Who cares, right? But this guy, I think, like, if you convert, you have to ask yourself whether you are actually converting or whether you're just kind of like going through the motions,
Right,
and then
right.
what your principles are. Like if you're like, no, well, I mean, I'm a lot of things, and I feel like a lot of people I know these days are, they might be religion B, but I think they're more culturally religion B. You know, or like, oh, I grew up this way. Sure, call me Catholic. Sure, call me Jew or Jewish, or call me, you know, whatever, Buddhist or something like that. You know, but I could walk away from that because that was my parents. You know, or like, yeah, I totally identify with it, and maybe I even say something every once in a while, like a chant or something like that. But I, you know, it's like if I never had to do that again, it wouldn't be the end of the world because I'm not like strongly tied to it. I think the people who are strongly tied to it would never convert because it's like, well, then why? How could I do that? Unless, of course, you're just doing it because, I'll just say it. I mean, what does the guy know, right? I mean, like, what's the worst that could happen? I'm going to convert to be a Christian, and then I'll just go to church every Christmas and Easter with the family, and then I'll just never worry about it. You know, like, I mean, is your wife going to tell on you? Oh, you know, Dad, like, he went to synagogue. I'm like, of course she's not going to because she can't obviously believe the same thing, right? If she did, then it wouldn't be about her dad, it would be about her, right? So she obviously can't care at all. Is that a reasonable assumption right there?
I don't know. See, I guess I agree with you on the sort of like, you know, a lot of people are just sort of culturally this one and this way, and I think a lot of, you know, maybe people who would convert in this situation are more or less going through the motions to avoid conflict or whatever. But I think my gut reaction is to bring on the conflict and say, like if I were in the groom's position, I would tell the dad to fuck off, and I would, you know, say to the daughter, you know, you can, you know, stand up to this or whatever, but I, you know, my reaction is much more, you know, visceral, basically, and irrespective of what the religions are. If you're not willing to meet somebody based on that, that's a pretty rough prejudice. And I don't know. I mean
that daughter's got she probably, like, knows that going in, like before right. she even finds somebody, you know, she must know that her dad feels like that.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It's like, if you're going to go out with somebody anyway, you would hope that would come up. You know, yeah. Hey, by the way, my dad, not really into Jewish people. Or, hey, he's really not into Buddhists. Like, or, I guess it's more like...
There's a huge anti-Buddhist group out there. That's like the most benign religion.
I hate them because they don't care. Have an opinion, will you please? Will you outlaw something? Like, not be into something? Come on. You're like, well, that's cool. Well, what are you into? Come on, let's go.
Would you fucking violently protest for once? I'm tired of this peaceful protest.
It's so passive. I'm over it. God. But yeah, I mean, she must know that, like, oh yeah, by the way, my dad is like he, you know, we are strongly Catholic, or we're strongly Lutheran for that matter. You know, like some small slice of Christianity. Not small, but a slice of Christianity.
Right, right. There are many slices.
Many slices, all of equal importance and validity.
This is why I used religion A and B to avoid these awkward situations.
But I mean, if you can't, like, even grasp that your dad would react like this, you know, and then you would go on and, like, have this relationship with somebody.
Oh, well, see, here's the thing. I think, you know, she would have known beforehand.
Yeah.
But I just think that I feel like, first, the dad's in the wrong.
Well, yeah.
Second, the dude's he's not in the wrong, he's in the diplomatic shoes, but he's sort of in the pussy ass shoes, you know? It's like, dude, that's kind of weak. I mean, I am not a religious person, so for me it's not a big deal, but I still wouldn't convert a religion.
Well, yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't do it because to me it would be sort of like, you know, I'm kind of lying, you know?
No, you're totally lying. But the thing is, like, how can anybody believe? I mean, first of all, the idea of conversion.
Oh, no, I buy conversion. People do. I think people do have a genuine.
But the thing is, it doesn't happen like over. It's not like, oh, I converted.
No,
you know? It's like, oh, yeah. I'm just kind of leaning towards it now. I'm kind of like seeing the merits in it, and I'm like tending towards it.
Right, right.
You know, and that's. You know, it's even like when I became, like, I put it in quotes, vegetarian.
Uh-huh.
You know, I never really, like, I don't even like to call myself vegetarian now, because that kind of puts me in a hole. You know, it's like, this is what you are. And when I was kind of starting it, like, 11, 12 years ago now, people were like, oh, why don't you get this? Like, I don't really, oh, because you're vegetarian? I'm like, no, I'm not vegetarian. I just, and my sister makes fun of me all the time. It's like, but I don't eat meat. Or I don't eat meat very much.
Uh-huh.
Because I just don't feel like it. I'm kind of leaning away from it. You know, I'm going to see if I can do it. And, like, you know, after a while, after a couple of years, it becomes a lifestyle. It's like, oh yeah, I guess I am vegetarian. But at the same time, I'm not going to, like, die if I eat it. You know, and, like, there are no hard and fast lines here. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like, if I ate it, not the end of the world. I did my best. You know, and, like, that's it. And the same thing with the religion, right? It's like, you don't one day become a Buddhist. You know, you don't, like, one day be like, you know, today I feel like...
Oh. It's bound to get offensive, people. Brace yourselves.
Today I feel like, you know, I don't care about anything. And I'm totally cool with everybody.
Oh, that wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah.
We overblew that one.
Today I feel like being totally zen, man. You know, like, just whatever, like, it's a wheel, you know, and everything's cool.
This, we could create a, I think that's the most incorrect Buddhist stereotype, but we could propagate this.
I'm just propagating the stereotype,
Buddhists
guys.
Are actually stoned surfers.
You know what? They are.
Oh, man.
Or are stone surfers Buddhists?
Well, they sure call themselves Buddhists.
Yeah, and I think
I don't think they've ever read a Buddhist text.
That's the problem. I think I spend way too much time in San Diego because I feel like I know what Buddhism is all about, and I don't know anything about it. But, but anyway, that's what you see from, like, you know, the movies and, like, TV.
I'm into waves, man.
Dude, it's all about waves and cycles. And, like, dude, it's just, like...
I'm into Buddhism.
Like, we're, you know, like, people and we're all kind of connected.
Buddhism, yeah.
Brah.
Sweet, bro. Oh, Buddhism.
But, yeah, dude, I'm totally into that. And, like, how can you make me, like, think something else, bro? I don't know where we're going. Anyway, back to... something.
Back to the marriage issue here and the
I don't like obviously the dad is like wrong, you know, but the question is, do you want to sacrifice this whole relationship with your, like, you know, girlfriend, fiance, wife, whatever, right? It's like, because the thing is, yeah, you don't get along with your father-in-law,
mm-hmm.
and your life is ruined, you know, not ruined, but like your is kids it? Well, I mean, if you have kids and you want to go and visit your grandparents, how are you going to treat your, how is he going to treat you, and how are they going to treat him?
Yeah.
You know, and like this whole relationship is just, well, mom, or daddy and grandpa don't like talk.
I guess here's the thing. I would much rather, and this might just be me, I would much rather have the fight every time than...
What?
Than, yes, I would much rather have the fight every time than have like a passive aggressive relationship.
No, but it doesn't have to be passive aggressive at all, right?
I think it's just, it is.
No, it's like, obviously it's okay, it's passive aggressive on, well, it's aggressive on his side because he said this is what it has to be.
Right.
And it's passive on your side because you say okay. It's passive aggressive if you say okay, but then you, like, I don't know, slip like some other like literature under his bed at night or something like that.
Well,
you know?
No, but
or,
all right, like, say, I mean, the guy is of religion A.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't think he would have harbor some...
No, because you converted, right? It's like, and you know, maybe if he does harbor some like angst or like resentment, then I guess it's unfair. You know, but he said that if you converted, then it's okay. You know, and if he's not holding to his agreement, then you're going to have another issue as well. Mm-hmm. But it's like, look, you know, I was a Christian and now I converted to Judaism. You know, I did what you want. I read the Torah. I go to synagogue, you know, I...
Do all those other things. Your knowledge of Judaism is just astounding.
I play dreidel. You know, I got the hair thing, the kind of like the sideburn thing.
Oh, now we're getting bad.
Look at the black hat, you know. It's like, you know, that's what they all do, right? I like bagels now. Come on, I'm all about it.
Ooh, man.
No, but like, you know... I have, like, now read up on Judaism, you know, I respect the religion, I follow it, I'm teaching it to my children, I respect it, what's your problem? You know, and if that can't be gotten over, then he didn't actually hold his part of the agreement. He didn't say, yeah, you can convert, it's cool. Because it's not cool, right? But if you say, I convert, and then you treat me well, and then you do treat me well, then there's no point in, you know, and how often are you going to see your father? Hopefully, not very often. And not like you don't want to see him, but like, you know, maybe once a week is
a
lot.
The guy sounds like a dick, so I don't want to see him much at all.
That's what I'm saying, right? It's like, so I mean, if you have this fundamental disagreement anyway, then you might as well, like, move away somewhere or, like, just not be that close. You know, like, maybe they live in Oregon and you live in, like, San Francisco.
Yeah.
Or something like
that. What if they live in the same city?
Then, you know, then you have some thinking to do, right? Because
I think, I mean, I guess my point is, I would rather just get it out there, you know, and put it, lay it out on the table, and say and tell the guy you are unfair and your opinion, and make the argument with him.
But I mean, what are the outcomes of that? What are the hopeful outcomes that could be good?
I think the best outcome is you make him see that you're a valuable human being, irrespective of your religion.
You're not something to happen though, right?
I don't know. It might.
When was the last time you could change anybody's mind about religion?
I don't know.
I mean, it's just like not possible, especially when you're that old. You know, like when you've had.
I don't know. I don't know how old the guy is. He might only be like.
He must be at least 60. 40.
All
right. And it's like, you've lived 40 years on this earth, and you've had such strong opinions about religion, some guy that you don't know is going to change your mind about it. Not going to happen.
I don't know. I think I don't want to sell people short. I feel like if you cannot change your mind, then that's a deep failure of your potential as a human being, no matter how old you are. I know it's hard.
No, I
know
totally
it's definitely
agree
hard, but I think if you to really just come close to reaching your potential as a human being, you have to be open-minded, and you have to have the ability to still change your mind up to the day you die.
No, and I completely agree with you, but I don't think that's 99.99% of people's like way of life. You know,
that's true.
And the chances that you meet this guy and you personally are able to change his mind, when I'm sure, especially if he has such strong opinions about things, and religion especially,
mm-hmm.
Do you think of all the people he's met in his life that you're the person who's gonna listen to?
Well, if you're the person who's gonna marry his daughter, maybe, you know. I mean, like, it's not like you're just a guy off the street.
That's true, but I mean, at the same time, you know, it's like, he might even have more animosity towards you because you're like corrupting his daughter.
That's true.
You know, it's,
and you can remind him of that if you really want to dig it.
Guess what we did last night? Five times. Yeah, I beat her in speed five times with cards. Yes, that's what I did. Thanks.
Oh, I thought you were talking about like really dirty sex. Anyway, I think maybe we should call it at that. This has been another episode of the Irregular Search for Truth. Thanks for listening to us. Any final word?
Yeah. Oh, and by the way, we're on iTunes. I just wanted to bring that up. So if you wanted to search for us, we're there. Believe it or not, we're like, this is real. This is happening.
All right. We're moving up in the world.
And you can add, like, you can make like a little subscription. You just go there and then you add it and subscribe, and it'll download every week or every other week whenever we update. It'll come into your iPod or your iTunes and you can listen. It'll be awesome.
Sweet.
And then you could, like, you know, send us email and tell us like how wrong I am.
Have a good one.
All right.